Next is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 28, 1973, in Bombay, India.
We are discussing Tat Khetram, Khetram, this body. How we enter into different types of body, how it is obtained. There are 8,400,000 forms of body according to the qualities. Three qualities, three multiplied by three it becomes nine, nine multiplied by nine it becomes 81. That means, in the lower grades of forms, there are 81 lakhs or 8,400,000, and above that, about 400,000 forms of human being. So one has to understand. Unfortunately, people are so foolish at the present moment that they do not believe in the next life. Murha. What to speak of understanding God and Krishna? They have no even the basic principle of spiritual knowledge. Basic principle of spiritual knowledge is to understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. I am now fallen in this material condition, and therefore, according to my different desires, I am accepting different types of body and wandering throughout the whole universe. Sometimes this body, sometimes that body, sometimes in this planet, sometimes in other planet, this has become my unfortunate condition of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, "Ei rupe brahmanna bhramite kono bhagavan." We are wondering in this cycle of birth and death, and wondering in the universe. In this way, in the process of our wandering, somehow or other, if we become fortunate by association of devotees, by understanding the Vedic knowledge, jnana vairagya yuktaya, human life is meant for achieving knowledge and vairagya. Not that to increase the animal propensities even up to the point of death. That is not human life. Human life is meant for tapasya, tapudibham, putraka, jina, shuddhita, satya. Rajarsh, Lord Ramchandra, Rajarsh, Maharaj Parikshit, Rajarsh, Maharaj Ikhaku, Rajarsh, there are many. They were Rajarshis. The monarchy was not a cheap thing. The king was as good as a rishi. Therefore they are called Rajarshis. The king used to rule over the citizens on the permission of the great sages, just like Narada. The devas used to visit Maharaj Yudhishthira, similarly other kings. So spiritual science is meant for great personalities, brahmanas, kshatriyas, not for the vaishyas and the shudras. One has to get to the quality of brahmana and kshatriya. So Krishna says, therefore, even Rajarshayo Vidu, alert. One is rishi, great rishi, great saintly persons. One cannot understand the spiritual side. Therefore, Krishna says, although Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, He can personally say anything which is authorized, still He is giving reference to the statement of the rishis. This is the way of Vedic understanding. You cannot establish anything dogmatically. In my opinion, it is like this. What is your nonsense? What is your opinion? Even Krishna says, Rishivi Bahuvi, Rishivi Bahuvi, Rishivi Bahuda Aditam. There are different kinds of rishis. Gautam Rishi, Kanada Rishi. They are spoken different. In India there are six kinds of philosophies, but they are not recognized. Rishivi, just like Devala Rishi, Narada Rishi, Vyasadeva, Ashita Rishi, Valmiki Rishi, they are recognized. Rishivi Bhuvya Gitam. They have got different philosophical ways to understand. Therefore, Bhagavad summarizes that Takka Pratishtha Sutayu Vivinya Naso Rishi Jasya Matangana Vivinya. He is not a rishi whose opinion is not different. Yes. You are a rishi, you have got some different system of philosophy. And if I want to become a rishi, then I must disagree with you. Just like in modern days it is going on, scientific research, philosophical research. Therefore, it is said, Naso rishi jasya matangana vivinya. One cannot become a rishi unless he gives his personal different opinion. Therefore Krishna says, rishi vi bahudha agitam. Then which one we have to accept? We have to accept that is stated in the Vedic literature. Naso rishi jasya matangana vivinya. Sutayo vivinya. Vedic literature, sam jajuri kathadva. They are different. They are one. But we understand differently, according to our quality of understanding. Otherwise, all Vedic literature aims to understand Krishna. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedam. That is the purpose of Veda, to understand Krishna. After many, many births of studying of Vedic literature in the process of Jnana Marga, when one becomes actually wise, Bahunam Janmanam Ante, when he is actually wise, Jnanavan, Manga Prabhadate, he understands Krishna and surrenders unto him. That is actually understanding. So, Chandavi Vividhai Pritha. But Sri Krishna Bhagavan is specially referring here is Brahma Sutra Padaishaiva. Brahma Sutra means Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra is referring. That is a proof. There are different philosophical ways. Paramanu Bhada, Nidvishet Bhada, Sabhishet Bhada, Maya Bhada, they are all rejected. Simply, Brahma Sutra Padaishchaiva, Ketumad Vim Vinishtitam. Brahma Sutra means Vedanta Sutra. It is called Brahma Sutra because the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra is Athata Brahma Jigyasa. This human life is meant for inquiry about Brahma, the Absolute Truth. That is human life. Therefore it is called Brahma Sutra. What is Brahma? Athata Brahma Jigyasa. Janma Adhisya Jataha. జన్మార్దశతమ బ్రహ్మా ఈ ది సుప్రీం సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. సో దేర్ఫోర్ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ నేవ ప్రస్థాన్, నేవ ప్రస్థాన్, శృతి ప్రస్థాన్, స్మృతి ప్రస్థాన్. వీ హ్యావ్ టు యాక్సెప్ట్ దిస్ ప్రస్థాన్, ది ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ ప్రోగ్రెస్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్. సో బ్రహ్మసూత్ర ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ నేవ ప్రస్థాన్ బై లాజిక్, సఫిషియంట్ లాజిక్ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర. కృష్ణ సేస్ దట్ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర పదైశైవ హేతుమది విలిస్టి హేతుమా విత్ రీజన్. యు మస్ట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ తత్సద్ధానా మునయో జ్ఞాన వైరాగ్యుక్తయా పశ్యంతి ఆత్మనం ఆత్మానం ఆత్మని భక్తా శ్రుత గృహీతయా భక్తా శ్రుత గృహీత తత్సద్ధానామునయ జ్ఞాన వైరాగు యుక్త. వన్ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్. అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ మీన్స్ ది భగవాన్ అల్టిమేట్లీ వదంతి తత్తత్వవిదస్తత్వం జ్ఞానం అద్దం బ్రహ్మేతి పరమాత్మేతి భగవాన్ ఇది సత్యం. దట్ ఈస్ పరతత్వం, అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్, which is known by somebody as Brahma, and somebody as Paramatma, and somebody the Supreme Personality of God. The beginners, they understand, the beginners or the neophyte realization is impersonal Brahma, Brahmeti. Further advanced, this is the achievement of the Jnani. Those who are speculative on the Absolute Truth, they can understand the Absolute Truth in the impersonal future. And those who are still further advanced, yogis, not only speculating, but they are practicing, actually. They are called yogi. Dhyanavastita tadgatena munasa pashyanti yang yogino. They are yogis. Yogis, the dhyanavasthita, in meditation, the mind is absorbed, always. Tadgatena manasa. Tadgatena means Vishnu gatena. Om Tat Sat. Tadgatena manasa, by the mind, absorbed in Vishnu, understanding. Tadgatena manasa. Vashyantijam yogina. The Shantana Vidu Surasurugana Devi Tasmaina Devaya Tasmaina Jamamam Mahavarunanda Rudrastunanti Vibhaistavai Vedai Shanga Pada Upanishadai Gayanti Jana Samoga. So, yogi are in the second stage of self-realization, but ultimate realization is Bhagavan. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. Bhagavan has got many expansions. Nam Rishinga Paraha. First expansion is Balaram, then Shankarshan, Pradyumna, Niruddha, then Narayan, then this is Vishnu, Mahavishnu, Vadbhutuk Sai Vishnu, Kiruduk Sai Vishnu. In this way, the Vishnu Tattva is expanded. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusam Navajopanam. So, in this way there are many shastras, many Vedic literature, many explanations. But here Krishna gives a special reference to the Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya means one has to learn very nicely, Vedanta Sutra. And the explanation of Vedanta Sutra, natural comment on Vedanta Sutra is Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhashyam Brahma Sutra Nam. Bhagavad Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary, because the author Vyasadeva, after compiling Vedanta Sutra under the instruction of Narad Muni, his guru, Vyasadeva's guru is Narad Muni. He was not satisfied even after compiling Vedanta Sutra. He was not very happy. Narad Muni advised him that you should directly describe the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then you will be happy. It is indirect. All the Vedic literatures, they are indirect, direct. Therefore, Vyasadeva took Vedanta Sutra, and from the very beginning of Vedanta Sutra, Janmadvasya-jataha, he commented on the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadvasya-jataha annayat itaratascha artyushu avigya sarat kini brahma rida adikavai mahyanti yatra suraya. In this way. Krishna personally gives the Brahma Sutra. The Brahma Sutra's commentary is Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, if we want to understand spiritual truth as it is, then the beginning is Krishna's instruction, this Bhagavad Gita. Try to understand Bhagavad Gita very nicely. And if you can understand Bhagavad Gita nicely, perfectly, then you try to study Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam. Amalam Puranam. Transcendental Puranam. Puranam means supplementary Vedic literature. That means completes. Because directly Vedic literature is very difficult to understand by the common man. Common man in Vedic literature is not for common man, even by the highly learned brahmanas, kshatriyas. Therefore Puranas are there, and Mahabharata is also there. Mahabharata is meant for Sri Shudra Dvijabandhunam Trayino Sruti Gochara. Sri, woman, Shudra, and Dvijabandhu. Dvijabandhu means born in a Brahmin family, but he is not a Brahmin. That is Dvijabandhu. Friend of a Brahmin. One who is not qualified. Brahmana. Satta samadama tati kharjava. Jnanam vijnanam asikam brahma karma sabhavaja. He is simply giving his identification, I am Brahmana, without any qualification of a Brahmana. He is called Dvijabandhu. Friend of a Brahmin. Just like a son of a high court judge, he can say, he has got the right, that I am friend of my father, of my son of high court judge. That he can say. But you cannot say that you are high court judge. It is a qualification. Even though you are a son of a high court judge, if you have no qualification, how you can say that I am court judge? But that is going on, especially in India. I have no qualification of a Brahmana, but still I say I am Brahmana. But they are called Dvijabandhu. Dvijabandhu. You cannot say. Brahma Janati iti Brahmana. If you have got full knowledge of Brahma, then you are a Brahmana. Jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karma sabhava. And Narada Muni says that this qualification can be acquired by others also. As a son of a Brahman can by bad association disqualify himself, similarly, a son of a non-Brahmin, he can qualify himself. It is education. It is not that it is monopoly by a certain section. No, that is not the Vedic injunction. Vedic injunction is, as it is in the Bhagavad Gita, Chaturbannam maya sristam guna karma vibhagasa. Guna karma. You must have the qualities of a Brahmana or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Shudra. There are four divisions of the society. So, if you have the qualification of a Brahmana, Guna, and if you act as a Brahmana, then you are a Brahmana. You have no qualification. You don't act as a Brahmana. How you claim yourself as a Brahmana? No. That is not allowed. This is Shastriya Dharma. Narada Muni says, Jadi annatra pi disyeta, tatte naiva vinidhise. Everyone has got qualification. That is very natural. That is very natural. Jusahi jat lakhanam shad varnabhi manjakam. To ascertain which class a man belongs, whether he is a Brahmana or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya, there are qualifications. Just like ordinarily we know. We understand an engineer by qualification, a medical practitioner by qualification. We don't ask whose son you are, Mr. Engineer. No. If you have got engineer's qualification, you are engineer. Otherwise, how can you be engineer? Similarly, jasahi jad lakhanam shad varna bhimanyakam. Varna. This is Brahminical quality. Bhagavad Gita is saying, satta samadham atitikha arjava sojjam teja jiddhi cha palayanam khatriya. Khatriya must be very heroic. He'll never go away from fighting. If a khatriya is challenged, I want to fight with you. Yes, come on. That is kshatriya. Similarly, Brahmana, that's their qualification. So, if such qualification is acquired by somebody else, even though he is not born in that family, Narada Muni says, tattena eva vinidhise. If a Brahmana has not acquired the Brahminical qualification, but a Kshatriya qualification, or a Vaishya qualification, or a Shudra qualification, then according to the quality, guna and work, he should be ascertained. Similarly, others also, jadi annatra vidisyeta, this is Shastra Kinga. And Krishna therefore refers to Brahma Sutra Padishyaka, Hetu Madhi Vinishtita. So, we have to accept the Vedanta Sutra knowledge. Through Vedanta Sutra, Śrīla Jīva Goswāmī says, knowledge means Vedogyāna, Vedanta Sutra Jnāna, that is knowledge. Because it is very reasonably stated. Reasonably. Hetu Madhya Vinishtita. Krishna gives the authority of Vedanta Sutra. So we should have to accept the authority of Vedanta Sutra and try to understand. But Vedanta Sutra is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and if we accept Srimad Bhagavatam, first study Bhagavad Gita, and when we are actually realized, what is realization of Bhagavad Gita? Realization of Bhagavad Gita is to know Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. That is realization. Aradha Bhagavan Vrajeshatanaya. Krishna is the Supreme Personality. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nanya Kinchidasti Dhananya. There is no more superior authority than me. If we accept that Krishna is the Supreme Authority, then you learn Bhagavad Gita. And if you try to make minus Krishna, or if you want to take the position of Krishna, like the Mayavadi, then you become a rascal. There is no knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita means to accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality. And Krishna's demands, sarva dharmān paritajya māmekam saranam. That is the authority. See, when one accepts Krishna as the Supreme Authority, then he can be, just like after passing your entrance examination, you can be admitted in the degree college. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita is the ABCD of spiritual. People even cannot understand the ABCD. What to speak of graduation? Srimad Bhagavatam. They have become so poor, so degraded. simple thing they cannot understand. This is the position. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is trying its best to make people to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any nonsensical interpretation. This is our mission. But people will not take that. If we give some bluff, that Krishna means, you are also Krishna, I am also Krishna, why Krishna alone serves God, you are also God, I am also, these things will be very much appreciated. Because we bluff, but that bluffing may be very pleasing to the demons, but those who are actually students of Bhagavad Gita, they will not accept this bluff. So, therefore Krishna says, manushyanam sahasresu kaschit jatati siddhaya jatatamapi siddhyanam kaschit vyaktimam tattva. To understand Krishna is difficult job, because Krishna says, manushyanam sahasresu. In thousands and thousands of people, one may be interested for siddhi. What is that siddhi? Siddhi, perfection. The perfection is how to get out of this material class, how to stop this repetition of birth, death, old age, and that is called siddhi. So, kosti jatati siddha. Who is interested? They are dying like cats and dogs. They have accepted. Our death is, that's all. But there is a solution of death. But they are not interested. They are prepared to die like cats and dogs. That's all. The human life is meant for making solution of birth, death, old age and disease, but they will not take it. That's all right. Let us die. You are going to accept next life as a tree. Never mind. They say like that. I will forget. You will have to stand up 7,000 years in one place. That's all right. They have become so dull. This is called Kali Yuga. Mandas mandamatayo mandabhagyaj bodhrata. Very slow, very bad. Manda means very bad. Sumandha matayo, and if one has got some path or some sect, that is also adulterated, nuisance, manda matayo, manda bhagga, unfortunate, even people have no idea what he's going to eat tomorrow. Actually, these things are coming. Manda bhagga, most unfortunate, and upadrita, I always disturbed by so many natural disturbances, health disturbances, political disturbances. This is the position. So there is great necessity of pushing on this movement, Krishna consciousness, so that their life may be perfect, although it is a difficult job. But still, we are trying our best. If people take advantage of this movement, then the whole problems of his life will be solved. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.